Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are now into hour number three. You've been down too long in the midnight. And we are going to take your phone calls from Jacob and Nicholas and Edward and James and John and Ryan and Luke and John and Alex and many, many others. We're asking for soldiers, Marines, airmen, G.I. Janes, all of you, to call in and tell us your experience in Afghanistan and what you make of what's happening now and the incredible footage of people hanging off the landing gear of large transport jets, galaxies, as they fall to their deaths. And Joe Biden says there is no crisis. So let's go ahead and start with who's been holding the longest. Let's go to Alex in Michigan, was in the Army, serving in Afghanistan on Biden and the situation. What do you make of what's happening?
How you doing, sir?
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm actually very grateful I got through. I'm not usually one to call, but this is something near and dear to my heart. Actually, I was there in 2010, Cav Scout, and I left work early just because I'm a proud man. I'm not going to be seen not full-on sobbing, but tearing up. I don't want to be seen like that at work. This breaks my heart.
What breaks your heart, watching those people so desperate as they know those Islamic enslavers are coming?
That, but more than that, for obviously I'm a proud patriot. My brain keeps, it won't shut up. It keeps asking why.
I agree with you. So let me ask you, we're going to move through a lot of calls here. Why do you think Biden did this? Because they knew this would happen.
For China. There, from what I understand, there is a ton of mineable resources, very expensive, lucrative resources.
Rare earth minerals, and they're always given the rare earth minerals. We're not even allowed to have them.
Right, they're always, Afghanistan's fighting within itself too much to ever actually start excavating those to bring the money into their country so China can walk in and take it.
Look at all those folks trying to get to America to be enslaved by evil white men. And if you're radio listeners, people hanging off the jets and saying, God bless you, Alex. I'm glad you called to give us your 2 cents. We're going to move quick to these calls. Let's talk to folks in Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Jeremy. He was a Marine on Afghanistan situation. Give us your take.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
It's pretty sad, actually. How do you think it's going?
Absolutely the same. I feel the exact same way. I actually feel like this is psychological warfare against any veteran, active duty, and civilians who care about innocent people in Afghanistan. And they want us to retaliate. They want the new January 6th event to come out.
I agree. Flesh that out. Tell me more.
They're attacking our emotions right now. And it's just, I haven't cried in over a decade. I cried for a solid hour last night, and I just couldn't. I can barely talk about it right now. That's how I put so many friends in coffins in their caskets for their final flight home. And this is how they get treated. It's terrible. It's haunting.
And by the way, it's a fact he was briefed. This was specifically happening. I mean, they knew this. Think of wanting to moralize America so bad they would do this, even at the chance of destroying their puppet Biden.
Exactly. Exactly. It's disgusting on every level. It's just horrible. That's all I really got, Alex.
Talk about a lost opportunity. Can you imagine if the first time they shot at somebody or blew something up when they were in those convoys coming into those capital towns and main cities, they could have wiped the entire Taliban out in a matter of hours. But instead, they just let a mass and drive in and take over.
You need to remember that we cannot attack first. This is 2021 psychological warfare against all of us. It's horrible. They need to attack first.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. 60 seconds, and we're going right to Nicholas, Ryan, James, John, Luke, John, others. And great job of the crew getting all those callers online in just a few minutes because, you know, the calls load up and you got to go through and get each person's name. So I see all the other lines are loaded, but as soon as you're a caller, hang up. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I want to talk to you. We're going to write to you in 60 seconds. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone. Global destabilization. It's about discrediting America, and it's about trillions in stolen war funds.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I can play the clip over and over again of Biden in July and then again in August saying, we'll never have a Saigon moment. We'll never have a 1975 moment. We have a giant 300,000 person military. They're unstoppable. They will crush the Taliban. And then they all turned and instantly ran starting 2 weeks ago. And the Pentagon could have easily, then when the Taliban was attacking those retreating troops, that's an act of aggression, and they could have killed them all. That's what Trump was going to do in the withdrawal. But that didn't happen. And it was done by design. And so now total insanity is unfolding there. And that's the same thing here with the mostly peaceful protests, the burning down the cities, and the Antifa, and the fentanyl, and the tents everywhere, and the devaluation of the dollar, and the no countries, no walls, no USA at all, and late night comedy saying officially white people are bad and evil, and it's weird white people trying to teach the new minority majority to be like this. I mean, it's just absolutely a rearguard action by a bunch of companies worth trillions of dollars that are tax exempt and are in bed with China, and have just made a deal to take the world over. And white people at giant revivals praying to George Floyd and apologizing for being white. And the globalists just see this as, all right, these are schmucks. Double their gas prices. Devalue their currency. Pay them to stay home. Then they wonder why suddenly there's inflation and why there's no goods or medicine. Because no one's producing. And then you look at what the left's created. It's a bunch of babies that drank fluoride water and that sat there and drank the formula that makes their brain about a third smaller. And they're just low-level and programmed and stupid and evil. And then all over the country, people protest drag queen story time, where they protest new lockdowns. And then Antifa comes out by the hundreds and stabs and beats and burns and shoots people. And the local news says they're the good guys. And then they say, we're here for black people when 95% of them are white. And I don't say that to defend black people like they're perfect. I'm just saying Antifa is a joke. Bunch of meth head devil worshipers. Attacking Americans. All because they want to have a country. And they call themselves anti-fascist when they work for George Soros, the most evil living fascist who actually worked for Hitler. That's what blows me away, man. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Rolling Stone. I made a documentary called Martial Law. And in it, I did like 10 minutes on Schwarzenegger. He wanted to be president then and was a thug. I said, I'll expose him. and we mailed off and got the copies. We made sure it was all correct. But Schwarzenegger in the gay porn. And again, I'm not attacking him because he sold his body for sex. The point is, that's how he's blackmailed. And then he would like wear Hitler outfits at parties. And he said, I love Hitler. Everyone needs to do what the government says. I mean, now he says, we're all bad people and screw your freedom. No, screw you, buddy. Screw you. I can only take so much of the ADL giving awards to all the real Nazis. To Schwarzenegger. To Soros. It's disgusting. It's an evil organization. All right, I'm ranting. Let me go to your calls. Let's talk to Luke, who's in the Air Force, served 3 rounds in Afghanistan, on the situation. Give us your take, Luke. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, man, it's an honor to talk to you. I just really wanted to be quick. I'm not one to call in, but obviously I served in Afghanistan in 2015, 2016, under the previous administration of, you know, obviously Obama. The things that we saw, I mean, was just ridiculous. We went in and reopened a base up at a massive base, Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province. After they had shut it down about 8 months before, the amount of, you know, materials left behind, we're rolling in, you know, my Air Force Division of Engineers and the Army, 10th Mountain Division, and guys like that that came in. We were literally rolling around in pickup trucks while these people, you know, the ANA and all those people have up armored vehicles and things like that. So, the dichotomy between that, I volunteered to go again in 2019. And the difference between the two administrations, we were absolutely taking care of business in 2019. The reason I volunteered was to actually have a peaceful transition to get us out of there the right way. I believed in Trump. I actually did not vote for Trump the first time. I didn't trust him. But what I saw over there alone was enough to make me crawl across a bed of glass to vote for him, just on that alone. So we truly believed in that. We thought we were doing such great work. Obviously, you know, we wiped out most of the resistance in the north, that Taliban, you know, couldn't breach. And all the years after we set them up, you know, they were never able to take this country. Now we have literally set them up. This was done on purpose to, like you said, tarnish the possibility of peace. And everything that we fought for literally has just gone straight down the drain. And it's so disheartening to see that.
$2.2 trillion, hundreds of billions in infrastructure that could have been spent on America, and the globalists didn't actually ever want to stabilize the area. They just flushed it all down the toilet and all the American lives and other lives lost, and the Afghan lives that tried to build a better country, all of it flushed instantly in a matter of days by the globalists on purpose. Talk about evil.
Well, I mean, look what we're dealing with now. I come home, and literally like 2 months ago, we go through extremism training where the definitions are so vague, and I spoke up. And it's time for all of us as military personnel to speak up and stand up for what we believe in, because if we don't, it's gone. If we lose freedom, we are the last bastion of freedom. If we lose freedom in the U.S., it's gone from the face of the planet.
That's right. Communist China will then be the model, and the whole world will fall to it, including us. What do you make now of them giving you the anti-terror training while General Milley's saying, worry about white people and people that question the election and worry about white supremacists in the military and the stand down to, you know, for all those weeks to find the evil people? And then now it's in the National Strategy Countering Domestic Terrorism Plan that questioning the election or COVID measures is terror. I mean, that is crazy that they're leaving Afghanistan and now trying to have the military get in a posture against the American people. Why would the globalists think that's even going to be successful?
I mean, because they've not faced any backlash. Political correctness, even in our military, when you turn to a career military, when you turn the military into a career, people are begin to fear losing their jobs. They fear standing up, and the good people like me who refuse to stand by and watch it happen, we're the ones that they're going to try to force out. Because I spoke up in the extremism training. I said, literally, by this definition, me as a Gun Owners of America or an NRA member, this is literally setting this up. You don't have the language now, but this is exactly what you're setting up. Literally, you're going to change the definition at some point to include anyone that supports a gun rights organization or someone who practices. Literally, the definition goes down, down, down from there.
And then a day later, the next day, we literally have our staffer training, sexual assault response coordinator, all that stuff that we go through. And the first 30 minutes was this lady that's, the staffer coordinator going over, showing us like 30 minutes worth of video about toxic masculinity and again, what did I do? To the chagrin of my leadership, I stood up and I challenged the lady. It's not toxic masculinity has nothing to do with this. This is toxic people.
Yeah, you should have been learning about radical Islam or about your enemies or about the globalists, exactly, or about communists. Thank you so much. Powerful call, folks. That's what's going on. They're going to the military and finding out who doesn't like this and who does like it. They're promoting the people that like the communism, and they're running out the folks that are good Americans. And they're making the military, the army, wear red high heels and just every other form of leftist fetish. This is all a sick joke, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stop complying, and now they want to inject our troops with an experimental shot and then our children. This is not our military. The military is not the enemy. It's the globalists that have hijacked control of it that have done it, and it's the people in the military going along with this type of crap. If you're a new listener, by the way, I'm not joking. I'm showing video of U.S. Army marching in red high heels. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us with your phone calls.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
John in Georgia, he was in the Army, served in Iraq, giving us his take on this accelerated pullout, obviously designed to create this effect. Now, give us your take, sir. Thanks.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure being on once again. Just want to just go over real quick. Let's not forget Pat Tillman. Let's not forget Operation Red Wings. We all seen them, a lot of people seen the movie Lone Survivor. This here is just another psychological operation to demoralize. I think during the press conference the other day, they mentioned humiliation of American troops. This is what this is. This is to humiliate us and to make us to seem weak.
That's right. Having troops march in red high heels, having troops say they're racist, is all about demoralizing because we have an enemy force in control of the government.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just another move. By the globalists. I mean, Joe Biden is nothing. He's just a figurehead. This has been going on for decades. I mean, this is nothing new. In my opinion, you know, it's time for America to stand up and start fighting back. I mean, we can't wait. You know, I heard one guy speak one time that, you know, we'll never be stronger than we are today. Every day that goes by that we don't remove this tyranny, this evil, we're only getting weaker, and they're chipping away at us piece by piece. We remember Obama, you know, he did the purge of the upper brass. It's all this is. We got critical race theory. Who could even imagine we'd even be talking about this kind of stuff to our service members? Who would even imagine, like the last caller, would we even be talking about toxic masculinity? I was an infantry soldier, Charlie 216 Infantry Rangers. Let me tell you something. You want masculine men. You don't want high heels on a front line. You want men, and you got a job to do. And, you know, this whole push to demoralize, to humiliate, to weaken us, we got to shed that off. It's time for America to understand that we are at war. And now we're at war on our home front. It's time. We're almost about to that point for the broken arrow event where we must utilize all resources to get this off our back. If we don't, there's no coming back.
Well, you're right, but we have to navigate where they want to push us into a violent confrontation so they can then even have more martial law. But at the same time, they are assaulting us with poison shots. They are shutting down the economy. They're just doing it all. And so at the end of the day, we're up against a very sophisticated enemy. The only way to beat it is to get right with God, and disregard everything CNN says, everything Obama says, everything Hillary says, everything Biden says, and just go back to what America is and just totally pull out of the corporate system, all of it, because this is literally a globalist takeover. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. That's one of the best memes of your TV viewer right there. Taliban in Afghanistan. They wait while Trump's in, and then as soon as Biden gets sworn in, they say, now. And they launched their attack. And that's a perfect example of how this has been operating. They took the great thing Trump was doing and just totally ruined it, but then tried to blame Trump for it, even though Biden promised this wouldn't happen, showing he's a total fraud. He's being set up, though. He's no mastermind. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to John in Florida. He's an Army, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Give us your view, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I served in Afghanistan and Iraq. Basically, I think I saw this coming from a couple miles out. You know, they're trying to shake up the situation so that things can move in the country. And I don't think everybody needs to get so war. But, I mean, that's the story of this world right now. If it's not them, it's us. It's everybody.
Well, I'm glad we're, quote, out of Afghanistan. I'm worried they're going to use this fiasco as a pretext to try to get us to go back in.
That we'll probably be back in there in the next 10, 20 years. But right now, I think everybody needs to just calm down and don't get angry and sad so much, because we don't know what's going on behind the curtains. We don't know what the next move is yet. We just have to be patient and be still and wait for our opportunities to make moves.
Absolutely. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Scroll back up, guys, to this article that's on Infowars.com about brutal memes against Biden. And it shows a little old lady, insurrectionist, worst terrorist, worse than 9/11, Schumer and others said. Republicans agree. They said she deserves to stay in jail in solitary confinement. But Jack Posobiec says if you look closely, you can spot the difference. There's the Taliban in the palace. They've taken over the government building. They have guns. They actually occupied it. She has an American flag. Let's go to another caller. Nicholas in Oklahoma, Army, served in Afghanistan. Welcome and thanks for calling.
How's it going, Mr. Alex? First off, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you. I got a couple of things I want to line out here for you real quick. I know you got a lot of callers. So the first thing is I served in Kandahar, Afghanistan. I was there at Kandahar Airfield, served 2010 to 2011. One of your previous callers mentioned Camp Leatherneck. I carried the HESCOs on the back of my 915 to that camp. I helped set it up. Bob Walt, I carried the HESCO barriers to it, helped set it up. I fought for all this land. I put people in boxes and sent them home in this land. Number one, I'm absolutely devastated. My heart, my soul, my spirit is crushed. It hurts so bad. Taking off. I still have brothers in arms. I have a very good friend of mine. He was called to deploy to the embassy. He got the phone call Friday night. Saturday afternoon was the last time we heard from him. We have not heard from him since. When I talked to him Saturday afternoon, he was telling me some very disgruntled things, one of which was the whole reason why this has been such a quote-unquote peaceful takeover is as we're pulling out, they're just walking in. Is because a lot of the soldiers that went over there to support the withdrawal from the embassy, they're under the belief that the Taliban is being reinforced by a foreign entity. However,
you're talking about Iran. That's what I was told.
Yes, sir. I was told, my contact, my person said that people are saying Iran. Some people are saying China. So there's.
Well, they're both allied. No, it's China and Iran. You're absolutely right. That's what's going on. And again, Biden made that deal and then said Trump cut that deal. No, Trump didn't cut that deal. So this is incredible treason. And listen, brother, don't let it get you down. America didn't do this. We got hijacked by a very sophisticated takeover system, the most sophisticated the world's ever seen. And we're half the country's awake. So we haven't lost this thing yet, but yeah, the numbers are coming in. We've got articles next segment. Taliban's going door to door, killing the people that worked with U.S. personnel in their houses. So if you work for an American or you work at the embassy, they've got a list. They're going around door to door killing people. So everybody hates America all day. All these leftists hate it, but wait till the thin veneer of civilization peels back. All I can say is, Nicholas, thank God we've still got our Second Amendment, brother.
I absolutely agree with that. Speaking of the Second Amendment, to my fellow veterans calling in, number one, thank you to all who served this country, past, present, and future. And the last thing I got to say is I personally think what's going on in Afghanistan is a distraction to keep us away from a possible road closures and COVID shutdowns going on here in the States while everybody's looking over here.
That's where I was going next. Really, thank you so much. That's where I was going next. I'm glad you reminded me. Absolutely. Your mouth to God's ears. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns in the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcasting worldwide. After our special guest leaves us here in about 25 minutes, we are going to go right back to all the callers that are patiently holding, like Ryan and others. So please stay with us, Jesse and Barry and Joe and Jeremy. We'll get to all of you that are patiently holding, like Kyle in Mississippi, ahead of Gerald Celente. And then towards the end of the next hour, Biden's set to have his press conference. We'll have live coverage of that in the War Room, 3 p.m. The best way to tell this story is with what happened. A very prominent medical doctor discovered with one of their people that works with them that a hospital in Florida was basically doing protocols that would kill people. And they're getting ready to come on the show the next few days. But they said, why don't you talk to Stephen Gafanti, who's a medical doctor. And I actually even know who he is because he's got a lot of very well-known best-selling books and programs that I even personally years ago used with one of my children. So he's got rocket phonics and so much more, but he's also a medical doctor. And so I thought I would have this other medical doctor on today, but they're not ready right now. They're really pissed off. They want to get their ducks in a row before they come on. They said, no, you ought to interview this doctor. So he's on with us, and he was put into the hospital. They almost killed him. Rob Dew at a big hospital in Austin said, you're not giving me anything. You're not giving me steroids. You're not giving me vitamin C. You're not giving me IVs. I get nothing. They were like talking about intubating him. So he got up and left. He's fine now. He's coming back in a few days. But back a year ago, I told you the hospitals weren't more full than usual. Now I told you a month ago, they're full. And now it's all over the news. I mean, half the people I know have COVID and they're sick right now. My parents are both like fish out of water, gulping for air at the house right now. But as soon as I get off air, I'm going to take care of them. And I'm working with a great physician who helped get Rob and others better. So Dr. Stephen Gafonte comes on with us, rocketphonics.com. I've covered his whole bio. It would take, you know, the time we have. I want to invite him back when we have more time for a full hour just to give his overall view of this. But please, because you're the expert, you're a medical doctor, tell us what you experienced, what you saw, and the red flags that concerns you so much, sir. And thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. So August 1st, I was admitted to our local hospital and for COVID, and they put me on a protocol. None of the protocol doesn't actually make sense, but the doctor doesn't seem to care that there are holes in the protocol because it's the protocol. This is not real medicine. At any rate, I'm getting better on the protocol. The next day they put in a man 20 years younger than me, and he's getting worse. So Thursday I decide, you know, I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm listening to him breathe because I'm a doctor. I'm in the bed next to him, and we listen to patients breathe, especially if they're breathing rapidly and it looks like they're going south. So I ask him, why are you getting worse? He says, I don't know. I said, you want me to be your patient advocate? He says, yes. I say, fine, let's call the nurse in and take a look at your labs. So we do that. We look at his labs, and they missed an infection. So I say to him, you have a pneumonia. You need to let your doctor know you have a pneumonia so he can put you on antibiotics. For any doctors out there, his white count was spiking, and his x-ray showed a worsening pneumonia. So this is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 hours later, no doctor shows up. Nobody. So now it's 2 in the morning. This poor guy is struggling to breathe. He's working on roughly a fourth of a lung. You just can't breathe through pus. I'm sorry if to offend anybody. But anyway, so I then ask for his doctor. And they take the name of his doctor off the board. They walk out of the room and abandon the patient. They call security and have the patient's the patient advocate, which is me, forcibly removed from the room. And I say to him, you don't have to do that. I'll leave AMA. No, I mean, it was clearly, I mean, I had infectious disease on the phone and they wouldn't talk to him. There's nothing I can do. I might as well go home. They put me in 4-point restraints and put me in solitary confinement for 4 hours.
Wow. And you talk about that. And by the way, doctor, this story is coming out everywhere around the world just because this new corporate protocol is this. Wow. So they literally chain you up.
Yes. Yeah. 2 guards take my arms. And 2 nurses take my legs and they tie me down to the bed. And I'm 70 years old, right? All I want to do is go home. So so then they leave me without any water, any food. I have to pee on the floor. And they're watching by camera and laughing. Eventually, some doctor decides maybe I could go home. And so 4 or 5 hours later, I got to go home. As I understand it, they eventually put him on antibiotics put him on a ventilator. The guy is a marathon runner. He's got tremendous lung capacity when it's not filled with pus. So if he lives, we should know in a day or two.
Incredible. So we got put in touch with you by another major medical doctor, a well-known name, who's not ready to talk about this yet, but this is happening to their people, to their family, the exact same thing, but they know what they're doing. And when they say, hey, I want antibiotics, or hey, I want this, the same thing, they're muscling in and threatening them and chaining people down and things. I mean, is this something you ever heard about in medical school? What does this sound like to you, doctor?
Here's the foundational problem. The doctor is being paid by the hospital, and so the doctor does what the hospital tells him to do. That's your problem. None of these patients in these hospitals have a doctor. The doctors are all owned. And so, you get a patient with pneumonia. If the CEO says, we don't treat pneumonia with antibiotics anymore, and the doctor wants to work at that hospital, he doesn't treat with antibiotics. That's your problem.
Which I always thought doctors, when I was dumb, were weird to give antibiotics, even if it was viral. But now I've learned that viruses are carried in by bacteria. You want to give them an antiviral antibiotic, unless you know it's viral. But you were saying it's white blood count. You could see this on his chart. I guess you were saying he definitely had an infection. He needed antibiotics.
Yeah. So, Alex, the protocol for COVID includes suppressing the immune system. The complication of a suppressed immune system is that you get a bacterial pneumonia, not
exactly.
Just a viral. So my white count, for instance, was 3.7. I was viral. His went from 11 to 16 to 20. He was bacterial. Just that simple. And of course,
absolutely. Sir, so let me ask you this. How is this happening everywhere? Where they just follow the computer-generated order of the hospital's bioethics board, and then they don't render care? I mean, that's murder.
Yes, it's murder. And if this guy didn't have a doctor sitting next to him, on the bed next to him, he'd be dead by now.
Jesus.
A 50-year-old marathon runner died from bacterial pneumonia that's been treated with antibiotics for the last 80 years. That is disgusting.
And it's all a change in policy. And then when he dies, they call it COVID, and the hospital gets $53,000.
You know, the problem is the doctors work for the CEO of the hospital. So if the CEO says, make it COVID, the doctors write COVID.
And then they treat it as COVID, not as bacterial pneumonia. Wow, this is what's happened. Stay there. Explain as a medical doctor, 70-year-old doctor, well-respected, best well-known author. I mean, I've bought his book before. This happened to him. This is just insane. This is the corporate takeover of medicine. It's the equivalent of the Deepwater Horizon BP situation.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guafanti is a medical doctor and a best-selling author. Rocketphonics.com won't invite him back for a full hour to take your phone calls and talk more in the near future. But in the 10 minutes we have left with you, sir, what you're saying is on record. I mean, we know from the literature, the documents, the admissions this is happening. And then you as a medical doctor experience it. From my experience with my dad being a physician, people are always really nice to me at the hospital or wherever because my dad was a physician. I mean, the fact that they would do this to you shows a change in the culture completely. And medicine's never been perfect, but the Hippocratic Oath, as we know, has been out the window for decades. And as you said, in the past, hospitals and other things were supposed to be managed by doctors, and more we know they're not. And I use the Deepwater Horizon analogy where they order the engineers to not pour in concrete on top of the hole, and they said it will explode. They said, no, we're going to save $1 billion. Don't do it. It blew up. And it seems like the same thing, like, these big corporate owners are so detached that they came out with this UN policy says everything is COVID and we don't treat bacterial pneumonia or we don't treat the flu anymore. We treat COVID and then the COVID treatment kills you. Is that what you're saying, sir?
No. I think the CEO of that hospital has created a culture of a prison culture rather than a hospital culture. You know, there were six nurses out in the hallway discussing how to put me in 3- and 4-point restraints rather than let me go home when all I wanted to do was sign out AMA. Now, Alex, I'm an ER doc. I started out at L.A. County Jail. You don't get much worse than L.A. County Jail's emergency room. And every once in a while, you meet a patient who's just obnoxious. And if that patient ever said, I want to leave the hospital, we would rush the AMA paper to him, say, sign here, the door's there. At no time did we say, oh, no, let's put him in four-point restraints and solitary for 4 hours. That is crazy. And I was telling the doctors, this is crazy, just let me go home. I'm sorry, no doctor was available. At no time did they ever let the doctor come into that room. In fact,
and by the way, doctor, I agree with you that it's a prison planet culture. I have a website called prisonplanet.com or DIB. You need to keep updating it. I'm just saying, you're talking about what you saw on the ground, the prison behavior. I'm saying we're seeing this from hospitals all over the world now with the way they, quote, treat COVID. And I'm saying, do you have any view on where that's coming from?
I think it's coming from the CEO of the hospitals, and I think they're taking their orders from some law or government,
entity. WHO is where it's coming from. So please continue. This is just amazing. Where do you think this should go? What should happen next?
I think the CEO, the head of security, and the head of nursing need to be removed from that hospital, and they need to put in somebody that understands the difference between a jail and a hospital. And those people need to create a new culture in that hospital. And if this is happening in other hospitals, which it probably is, the same thing. The fundamental problem is the doctors work for the hospital, not the patient. That's the problem. If you continue to allow CEOs to hire doctors rather than let the doctors work at the hospitals for the patient, you're going to have this problem. You can cover up this one, you can cover up another one, but this problem is a simple conflict of interest.
So you're saying the tyranny in medicine is because it's become corporate?
Yes. Wow. Beautiful summary. That's exactly what's going on. And the government should get out of medicine.
Well, I mean, I know Ron Paul very well, and people thought it was crazy when it came out that he would do a third of his practice for free. My dad always did that. He's recently retired. And you seem like you're an old-fashioned real doctor. I mean, have they eradicated this culture of the doctor everybody respected and liked, that really cared about people? Because don't they want to be the nice, sweet hospital? Why do they want to be a prison? I don't get that.
You know, I think it's because the CEO isn't a patient. If the CEO got tied down to four-point restraints, they would rapidly change the culture.
Well, let me ask you this, because usually nurses know when it's a doctor in the hospital. They respect you. I mean, doctors have a lot of power still. People still respect you, even though we've lost a lot of credibility with the corporate takeover. They had no fear of you? They had no fear doing this to you?
No, none. And, yes, they had Dr. Grafanti on the board. So they knew I was a doctor. Well, heck, I diagnosed the pneumonia in the patient next to me. So, of course they knew I was a doctor. I had an infectious disease doctor on the phone at 2:00 in the morning. All they had to do was take the phone out of my hand, talk to the specialist who had privileges at that hospital. And
so they don't even respect doctors that have privileges at the hospital.
No. They wouldn't even tell the patient his doctor's name. It was the worst medicine I have ever experienced. And it was uniform. It wasn't like it was one nurse. There were six of them. It wasn't like it was one security guard. There were two or three of them. And none of them thought, hey, maybe we should save the patient's life. Maybe we should get a doctor involved. None of them. I was shocked.
Well, that happened to my main news manager. He's never sick. He plays basketball. He rides 20 miles every other day on his bike. Had a college scholarship basketball. He's in great shape. He's the same age as me. But he's in a lot better shape than I am. And he went to the hospital because he was concerned with COVID. And no one for 2 days even saw him. Nothing happened. So he just went home.
That's so sad.
Let me ask you this. I didn't see a lot of sickness last year. I mean, there's always sickness, but I saw a bunch of hyping up full hospitals. Some were full, we know. I'm seeing massive illness. Everybody, half the people I know are sick right now. I mean, I have friends around the country. They say the same thing. What are you hearing, doctor?
Well, most of us, I hang out with retired doctors. They do not take the vaccine. They do not go near the hospital, and they're all fine. I just happen to teach little kids to read, and little kids have lots of bugs, and maybe I got it from them.
Absolutely. So I've got the papers here, but you're a medical doctor. What about the sloughing? Because in the research of these vaccines, it says there'd be a big problem with shedding, and then even Germany passed a law these vaccines are allowed to shed. Everybody I know that's getting sick was around a vaccinated person.
Yes, well, 95% of the doctors at the hospital are vaccinated, so they're shedding to their patients.
Well, I would love to get you back for a full hour soon, doctor. Any other points you'd like to make about what happened? I mean, I guess we should list the hospital. I'm more than happy. Do you want to list the hospital you're in so people can steer clear of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Here's the problem. We need that hospital as a hospital, not a jail. And, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that I had an infectious disease specialist on the phone ready to help, and they would not listen to him. I do know that the patient next to me had this pneumonia, had the bacterial pneumonia for 4 days, and they didn't bother treating it. And I do know that they had every ability to inform the doctor that this patient was had a bacterial pneumonia and needed to have a different protocol added.
Let me ask you this. How do we fight back against this? Because I know you just report on what you saw. Well, let me tell you, this is happening all over the world. And it's corporately run, just like that. It's a battle plan that's gone out. How do we counter that? I guess with good doctors like you and others having facts and speaking up. I mean, I'm not a litigious person, but if that guy dies that you were in there with, we've got to get in touch with his family and sue their ass.
Here's what I would do. Take over the hospital boards with docs that are not contracted with the hospital. Right? You need independent doctors. Take over the hospital boards, and the CEO will call a different tune.
And by the way, I know you know this, but for those that don't know, they've changed state laws. But used to, until recently, you had to have real doctors on the board.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At least in Texas, yeah.
Yeah. It's an awful job. I wouldn't want to volunteer for my own time to spend talking to these bureaucrats, but it needs to be done. You know, we have 500,000 people here in Sarasota. A third of them are old, and they can't have a hospital that thinks they're a prisoner.
Stephen Gafonte, an amazing doctor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.